Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey everybody, welcome to the nation. That would be Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with my second in command today, Oklahoma Clay. I love calling you that, man. It's just something I like to do. We're high atop the radio world here in Portland and down through all of our affiliates in the Radio Northwest Network. You know, we're about a little less than 30 days till the election, just kind of checking on the sanity levels around here, and I've got a lot of people walking around the halls looking like Bill the Cat, so... just wanted to check on you out there. Anyway, when I say the words cowboy food, what comes to your mind? Beans on a granoware plate with your trusty steed by your side while sitting on your own bedroll? Well, that never worked that way for me, and I did a lot of that work, but we're going to find out a little better way to do it. Today we're heading over to Silver Lake, or very close to it, and visiting with the proprietors of a real cowboy eatery, Jamie and Angel Roscoe from the Cowboy Dinner Tree, and we're going to be talking to Angel here in just a second. And also, our music today is by my old buddy Michael Martin Murphy. We go back a long ways, and a little probably longer than I'd like to admit. Anyway, Angel, welcome to Barbecue Nation. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Tell us a little bit of the history, if you will, about the Cowboy Dinner Tree.
Sure. Well, the restaurant itself has been around since 1992, and the little old shack that we made into a restaurant, from what history tells, used to be a stopping point. Basically, cowboys move their cattle twice a year for grazing purposes, so they take them up into the forest, and we're right at the forest line here in Silver Lake. And then they bring them back down in the wintertime and feed them hay on their ranches. And so the Cowboy Dinner Tree was a place where families could meet up when they were riding out on the range, or a place where they could keep supplies, because it's kind of a stopping point. And so luckily, some people, Alan Marcy Prom, were the original owners, had the great idea to open it up into a restaurant. And, now we are just so popular, I like to say it kind of happened on accident, because sure. We have great history and it's a really neat spot, but it was more of a local thing in the beginning, and now we have people from different countries coming to see us. So we're pretty excited about that, and we just think it's really great.
Now, I must confess, I have never eaten there. I have been in the general area, and of course, I have friends that live in Central and Eastern Oregon, and they talk about coming there to eat. But I have not made it yet, Angel, so forgive me for that.
That's okay. I forgive you. I always say, there's so many people that have, but anybody who hasn't, I just say that's great, because it's just potential customers that I know are going to come eventually.
There you go. So were your, you got this from your folks, is that right?
Yeah, I sure did. So I was raised out here in Silver Lake, little small town. There's only 200 people here. So the Cowboy Dinner Tree definitely puts Silver Lake on the map. That's kind of what everybody tells us. My mom and dad own the restaurant. We were very close friends with Alan Marcy Prom. And so I've worked there since I was 14. Of course, I graduated high school and went on to do another trade for a couple years. But then my mom and dad bought the restaurant. And so my husband, Jamie, and I have been married 10 years now, and we have 3 young kids. So when mom bought the restaurant, we knew it was a great opportunity for us to move back to the small town where we wanted to raise our kids. And so after they were done and decided it was time for them to retire, we bought the restaurant. And that will be 4 years next month.
Good for you. Now, you're not open every day of the week all year round like that. Give us a little kind of time frame of when and why you're open at those times.
Okay, well, so we are open Thursday through Sunday, and that's our summertime hours. And then in the wintertime, we just drop down to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. We don't get a lot of snow, but sometimes winters can be a little bit harsh out here. And so sometimes we're just open on Saturdays. We just play it by ear. You know, our customers are always very understanding, and we always open up if we need to. So
that's great. So
yeah,
there is, let me skip back for a second here. There is an actual tree, a big juniper behind the building, isn't there?
Yeah, sorry, I missed that point. Yes, there is. So there is an old juniper tree right behind the building, and that's kind of where it got its name, is it was known as the dinner tree.
Yeah.
And it's a huge juniper tree. You know, I'm not sure how many years old it is, but it's definitely humongous. And so when Al and Marcy opened the restaurant, they thought, hey, you know, instead of calling this place Dinner Tree, let's call it Cowboy Dinner Tree. So that's where it got its name. But yes, there is a tree out back. My kids have pounded a million nails into it, and it's quite the tree.
What kid hasn't pounded a million nails into an old tree?
It's a necessity in life if you're a child.
the boys that grew up for me across the creek, and we had a fort and a tree fort, and those, we must have gone through about 50 pounds of nails building that tree fort. So I'm with your kids on that, you know.
Yeah, they love to play in it all, and then they always like to bring the customers' kids out back. Hey, come out to the tree. You know, they show them around. So our kids are great. They like having the restaurant. They love having people come out and visit us. So
We're talking with Angel Roscoe, the co-owner with her husband Jamie of the Cowboy Dinner Tree over in Silver Lake. What's the best part about owning a restaurant like this for you personally, Angel?
Gosh, it'd be hard to narrow it down, but, you know, I mean, obviously you have to have a love for people. I can't say that people don't wear me down at times, but like I said, I've worked at the restaurant since I was 14, and so I'm now 31. I've carried all three of my children there. So I have relationships with customers that I've known basically since I was a child. You know, I've had the honor of knowing so many great people. And then I've also, you know, been through sadness of losing some really great customers. And so you really build a relationship with people. We aren't just your regular restaurant where people just pass by and, you know, stop for a quick meal and leave. It's a really special atmosphere. It's a special place. So you really get to know people. I'd have to say it's definitely the people.
I would agree with you there, because in a small community, I used to hang out in Crane, and I know you know where Crane is.
Yes.
So it was the community. And when there was a football game on Friday afternoon or Thursday afternoon, whether it was JV or whatever, everybody left the ranches. Everybody came from town and watched the games. So, yeah.
I know, isn't that awesome? We love the Crane area. We love this whole part of the state. It's really an undiscovered part. And that's kind of, Jamie and I, we really encourage people not just to eat at the Cowboy Dinner Tree and go home, but make a big loop, go out to Diamond, go through Crane, go through Burns. There's a lot to see out in this part of the state. And it really, you know, a lot of people are just blown away, really, at the space and the beauty. So,
it is wonderful over there.
It is. But, yeah, so definitely the people, you know. I mean, they definitely keep us going. So.
Okay. We're going to take a break here in just a second, but we're going to talk to Angel some more in our next segment here. But our thanks go out to the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef for supporting the Quack Shack. Yep, Painted Hills Natural Beef produces some of the best beef in the world, and I can vouch for that because I've had a ton of it and cooked a ton of it. It's available at your finer food markets around the Northwest, and also we want to thank the Mount Angel Sausage Company for their support of the Quack Shacks at the Ducks home games. Mount Angel Sausage, that being James Hoke and company out there, have been very kind letting the folks at the Quack Shack sample a variety of their sausage. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's really, really good. It is, because I spill it on my shirt, and then I know something's good if I've got it on my shirt. because then I want to take it home with me. You know that? I'm Angel probably thinks I'm a lunatic about that, but that is, you know, if you see me after I'm done cooking and I don't have some sauce on my shirt or a sleeve or a cuff or something, then I haven't really done my job. So that's what
that's
I think.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Angel Roscoe from the Cowboy Dinner Tree over in Silver Lake after these messages on Barbecue Nation.
If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. To the town of Agua Fria, Rose.
It's full flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Didn't have too much to say.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. A little Michael Martin Murphy there. Yeah, singing that old Marty Robbins tune, Big Iron. If you have any questions for us, you can email us at Barbecue Nation. That's the letters BBQ Nation at KXL.com. Or if you want to send us a recipe, you can also say recipes at KXL.com. You can check us out on Facebook, which is Barbecue Nation/with JT. You can do that. And real quickly, want to say hi to our affiliates, a couple of them at least today, KFLS in Klamath Falls and KLBM in LeGrand. And we are talking with Angel Roscoe from the Cowboy Dinner Tree, and I really got to ask you about Vinny.
About Vinny, huh?
Yeah.
Where in the world did you hear about him?
No, oh, I do my research when I do these things, so.
You must. Oh my gosh. Well, Vinny is our Jack Russell dog, and he's kind of the mascot that hangs out around in the parking lot. In fact, he had a caller that said, "I'm Vinny and I live here at the tree, so please don't take me home." But yeah, that's Vinny. And then we have, you know, we have 40 acres out here, so we have other dogs. Typically, people who come and stay with us in our cabin, so we have absolutely adore the dogs. And so it's actually funny. We get a lot of comments and stuff on the internet about the dogs or about our kids or whatnot. So that's Vinny.
That's Vinny. I love Vinny.
Yep. I gotta love a Jack Russell.
Oh, yeah. I had a Jack and suffered many Jack attacks, you might say, over the years.
Yeah.
So have you, Angel, have you changed the menu? Have you changed the way the service is performed there? I mean, you've been there. You're probably the longest. Have the person with the longest stretch there from starting.
I am definitely the longest, maybe not quite as long personally owning it, but been there the longest. So I'm actually fortunate in that way because I have, been in different situations where I'm not the owner, where I'm just a waitress for somebody there. And then when I am, you know, the owner's daughter. So I've been in different shoes. So it's kind of given me the opportunity to just keep quiet about things that maybe I would or wouldn't do out of respect for, of course, my mom and dad and then respect for other owners. And then giving me the opportunity now to say, oh, I couldn't wait to do this. You know, there are a couple of things that I have changed. We changed how we cook the chickens and, of course, for the better. You know, they're amazing now. We were doing them on an old welded up, specially made barbecue made from a cowboy, and it was worked great for then when we weren't as busy as we are now. But we did kind of upgrade that. And then, you know, I like to say every good recipe and every good cook can kind of see things and just do it their own way. Well, the Cowboy Dinner Tree doesn't really have a recipe written down. It's mom was shown how to do it, and then mom showed me how to do it. You know, we measure things in the palm of our hands when we're making the rolls. Everything is homemade. So even though it's the same, and of course you have to keep things the same for a place like this because people have eaten there 10 years ago, and they tell me, I've dreamt about this for the past 10 years to come back. So that being said, they want it the same, and so they know what they're looking forward to. So if anything, I think I've changed. We've just made it better. My mom really made things easy to run it, And so it was easy for me to step in and just kind of do what mom's doing, but add, of course, my own special touches. And I've gotten nothing but great feedback about it. So I kind of answered your question, kind of doesn't, but, you know, you have to put your own stamp on things.
Oh, sure.
And so, you know, when I remember mom teaching me how to make the rolls, and I'm just looking at her wanting to pass out, thinking, oh, my gosh, everybody loves these rolls at the Cowboy Dinner Tree. How am I ever going to make them as good as yours? Well, of course, they are now, but when she's showing me how to measure the salt in the palm of her hand, I'm looking at her like she's crazy because we have different size hands. So how am I going to make them exactly the same? Well, they may be slightly different, but they're just as good. So
well you learn. A good
you learn, exactly.
A good cook always learns to adapt, I think, to what their surroundings are and what they've been charged with cooking, you might say. And so, and so you learn to adapt and use what you have to try to make the best possible. And it sounds like you've done that.
Yes, I think I have. So I'm definitely proud of myself for that. It's good to hear positive feedback from the customers. I won't lie. You know, you always are nervous that everything's just right when you're the owner. So, you know, when you hear somebody say everything was perfect, it was just like we remembered it, you kind of breathe a sigh of relief and think, oh, you know, thank you for letting me know that. It's good to hear every now and then. So.
Do you ever get tired? I know. I mean, we all get tired at the end of a long day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you ever wake up some days and go, oh, man, that was a tough week. I don't know about this. Because, I mean, we all have. It's not directed specifically at you, but we all have.
No, I know what you mean.
We all have our moments of doubt with whatever we're doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, you know, it's a blessing I've been doing it for so long because I know it like the back of my hand. And then on the other hand, I have been doing it so long that I'm like, oh my gosh, I have been doing this so long. But I have a really great staff. So one thing I've noticed in the past, this is kind of the thing is the other owners have really burnt themselves out with this little place because it's an extremely consuming business.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's so family owned, your phone rings at your home 24/7. Whether your kids are sick or not, the phone is going to ring and you have to answer it. So you do get burnt out. So I have delegated a lot more than the other owners have because we plan on being here long term. We want to build 5 more cabins because we have such a demand for people to come and stay since we're so far out. And so I'm trying not to get burnt out. But yes, I have 3 kids. They're 7, 9, and 11. We have animals. The restaurant is so popular. And we're so busy that I get exhausted and I do think, oh my gosh, I need a vacation.
So
it's tiring.
Don't tell me you go to Crane for your vacation though.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. We usually do. We go to Diamond. You know where Diamond is, right?
Yeah.
So my husband was a cowboy there for lots of years. And so we like to go back there and go on vacation.
There you go. That's a sagebrush vacation right there, by golly.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Angel, thank you for being with us. We're going to talk to Jamie, the other half of this dynamic duo that runs the Cowboy Dinner Tree down in Silver Lake. But Angel, gosh, it was good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. We'll be back with Jamie Roscoe right after this.
He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
Yeah, I bet they did have a Roundup camp that fall. You're listening here to Barbecue Nation on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. Michael Martin Murphy there. I love that guy. I loved his music. And I haven't talked to him for a few years, but he's opened a restaurant out in Utah, and maybe we'll get him on the show. Anyway, we are talking now with Jamie Roscoe, the other half of the dynamic duo Roscoe family that owns the Cowboy Dinner Tree out there in Silver Falls. And Jamie, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be on with you.
Thank you very much. How did you get schooled in cooking? I mean, I noticed it in the research I did, you're out there in the back with these, what are they, 32 ounces of sirloin or something, and You know, you just don't tackle those things and right away and become a success in that.
Yeah, so they're 26 to 30 ounces what we advertise, and a lot of them go to 32 ounces. But I learned it from Angel's mother, Connie. She's the resident expert at cooking those steaks. You know, a lot of people think that we cook them all day long, and the reality of it is we cook them in about 26 minutes, but we flip them, you know, 10 to 12 times. So it's a lot different than cooking the T-bones at home on your barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm glad you said that. I really am, because I've cooked lots of larger pieces of meat, and of course steaks and ribs and chops or whatever. But I tend to do a lot of tri-tips, and you're the first person that I've ever talked to on my show here that said I flip them more than once. I think that's great advice on those bigger cuts of meat. So congratulations.
Yeah, you really have to, you know, to get them cooked properly without burning them. We have a secret dry rub that we put on them, and we cook them on a barbecue that I built. It's about 8 feet long. It's out of a 315-gallon propane tank, and it'll fit about 70 of those steaks on it at one time. And that rotation is really the key to get that thorough cooking and staying even and consistent without burning those steaks.
Now, do you serve them at all the same, or does somebody come in and say, I want mine medium rare, and another guy says, I want them?
What we do is, we cook every steak medium rare unless somebody asks for something different. If they want it, you know, bloody rare, if they want it well done, then we custom order. But if you call us and make a reservation, we're going to cook it medium rare unless you ask for something different.
Well, there you go. Now, let's touch on that for a minute. You have to have reservations to come?
Yeah, we're reservation only.
I like that. That way you're not wasting your time driving down there and then you can't get in.
Yeah, exactly. It allows us to know how much food to cook, and the way that our building works and our food preparation during the day, you know, we found it leads to success for us and for the people that come. Cool. So it really works out well.
How many people does the Cowboy Dinner Tree seat?
So we can fit 65 in the building at one time, and we consider 165 people in a night, a full night.
Uh-huh.
You know, with that said, we will go more. We've gone up to about 240, but we feel that the customer loses the close connection with their experience, you know, with the servers and the intimacy of the building. So we try not to go that high, and it's pretty hectic on the staff too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've done events and stuff where we served 800 people, and that was,
wow.
You didn't get to talk to anybody. You just, here's your food. Bye. You know, type thing.
Yeah, I bet.
So you did. See if I did my research correctly, Jamie. You did a little time in the military too, didn't you?
Yeah, I am still currently serving in the Oregon Army National Guard.
Good for you. And what was your position, and what was your rank, and what was your duties? Quickly.
Okay. Currently, I'm a captain, promotable to major, and I'm doing the operations officer job at the tank battalion here in Eastern Oregon, based out of LeGrand.
Okay. Very cool. Nice work. Yeah. And thanks for your service on that, by the way.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So, Jamie, what's your favorite part of working at the restaurant?
I honestly believe that it's the interaction with the people. You know, we see everybody under the sun. We'll have a Ferrari club come in, and right next to them is a person in a Ford Pinto, and to get to meet those people, interact with them, hear their story, and see their uniqueness is pretty neat. You know, we're a cash only business, and it's pretty darn rare that we get stiffed. And you know, we see the best in people from, as Angel said, from all over the world. You know, we've got a big following in Asia, a really big following in Western Europe, New Zealand and Australia are big for us. And so it's pretty neat, you know, to meet people of every race, religion, color, and have them all come together and hear their story.
your beef? Do you guys use your own beef, or do you get it from Painted Hills or somebody over there? Or what? Tell us what you're using.
Yeah,
there.
So we don't use our own beef because we're only serving, you know, the sirloin. We would have to find a market for all the rest of it. It would take about 1,000 steers a year to supply our demand, and that takes a lot of country over here on the east side of the state.
Oh, yeah.
That we don't have, obviously. And so we buy all of our beef from Childers Meats in Eugene. They custom cut it for us, and they provide us a really consistent product, and they do a great job for us.
Do you get a load a week, so to speak, from them? Or
how? We do. Yeah. Yep. Every Wednesday, we have a semi-truck show up that brings us almost all of our food, including our beef.
Wow. You probably don't have much room for refrigeration and stuff there, do you? I mean, you have some, but you don't have a huge amount of it.
Luckily, we have a walk-in cooler. You know, we got power here at the place in 1999, and so that's when they converted the property from 12-volt to 110. So we actually have some of the amenities that our metropolitan friends have, you know, these days. The building is still 12-volt. We invert from 110 to 12-volt through a battery charger, but we do have 110 up there to run our walk-in cooler to preserve our food.
I got it. That's cool. And dealing with your mother-in-law, was she kind to you when she was giving you your education and cooking the beef and the chicken?
Oh, yeah. You know, my wife is one of the most genuine, nice people on the planet. You know, a lot of our clientele come here to see her, and I think she learned a lot of those traits from her mother. You know, Connie is a real people person, been in the restaurant business for a lot of her life. She understands how to treat people and, you know, how to teach. And so I couldn't have had a better instructor. She was patient with me and kind, and she, you know, her goal was to teach me how to do it right.
What was the most important thing she taught you?
It's really how to feel the steaks in what they're doing. You know, we don't like to go probing stuff a lot. We do use a meat thermometer, but the less probing you can do of a steak, the more you're going to keep those juices in. So it's really based on feel, you know, with your utensils. And so that was a pretty neat lesson to learn. How do you tell what a steak is doing without actually touching it with your hands or using a meat thermometer?
Yeah, I've chastised people on the show before, and I'm not chastising you, but you don't want to take like your spatula and squish down on your steak or your burger or your chicken. You know, that's
exactly
that's bad.
Yep. It is.
That's very, very bad. And some of the guys that I learned from, they would give me holy hell if I did that. Boy, I was in big trouble.
I bet that, a lot of people are like that, you know, but not my mother-in-law.
That's great. Now, we've got just a minute or so here before we have to go back to break again, but who determined the portion size? Did your mother-in-law determine that, you know, 30 years ago or whatever?
No, it was Alan Marcy Prom, you know, the original people and the people who made it what it is. They came up with the menu. The concept is, like Angel told you, in the spring and the fall, when the herds of cows were coming through, you know, they would park the wagon where the dinner tree is, and they would have a big party. You know, those families in the spring wouldn't see their cowboys until the fall. You know, it might be April, and they wouldn't see them until November.
Right.
And then in November, you know, they were welcoming them home. And so they would have a big party. You know, when a ranch is out on the wagon, they don't have any refrigeration, so they don't eat well. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of flour-based stuff and beans.
Right.
And so they would have, you know, pies, and they would kill a beef and have a big meal, a party, a dance, you know. And so that's what we're replicating, is that meal.
You know, it just sounds good to me. Of course, I'm hungry, and Clay here is always hungry. We are going to take another break, and we're going to be back and talk with Jamie Roscoe, one of the co-owners with his wife, Angel, of the Cowboy Dinner Tree over in Silver Lake. And we're going to be talking to him again to wrap up the show. Don't go away. We'll be back on Barbecue Nation in just a minute.
Well, they sat them up and they hit some lope and how them boys could ride.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL downtown Portland, high above the city. Like, we're on the sixth floor. I mean, we actually look into a tree and a brick building, but it's okay. We always got to say that. Before we get back talking with Jamie Roscoe, he and his wife Angel own the Cowboy Dinner Tree restaurant over in Silver Lake, and it's been a really kind of interesting conversation and fun here. A couple things I want to tell you about. We have a photo contest going on here on Barbecue Nation, and it's for the Smokehouse Products Smoker Box. That's for your gas or charcoal grill. So what you do is this. You take a picture of something you cooked on your smoker or your grill, and me and my crack staff here will decide which images reflect the best looking food. How's that? You know, we don't get hundreds and hundreds of them, but we get some of them, and we kind of wait and see which ones look the best. Send them to barbecuenation@kxl.com. That's all you have to do. And then each week we're going to pick one out, and do that. And it's done by Smokehouse Products, and those are the same people, the good people that bring you Bear Mountain Forest products. There you go. Okay, now we can get back to talking to Jamie for a couple of minutes here. You grew up a cowboy?
I did, yeah. I worked on a lot of the big outfits, you know, in Southeast Oregon, and had a lot of fun with that. I was a camp man on Steens Mountain for 4 years. I was the last guy to live in a BLM cow camp on Steens Mountain that will ever be.
Wow. I used to spend a lot of time at the Kinger Ranch right across the road there from the, you know, the Malheur side entrance over there. So right,
yeah, I know where that's at.
And the Norman Ranch is between Crane and Princeton there. So
yep.
That was always a lot of fun. You like doing it. Do you ever get tired of doing it, Jamie? Do you ever, like, say, I need a break. We're going to go to Diamond for a vacation for a month and leave everything behind?
Well, I wish we could go for a month. But no, we get to go for a couple days and, you know, visit friends over there still. But I would say that I don't necessarily get tired of it until Angel and I bought the restaurant. I was, you know, still working on local ranches here. And I got to be honest, you know, being back there cooking the meat outside in the middle of the winter, it's cold.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I always think, gosh, I could be horseback in this weather, and I don't have a nice warm barbecue, and I make about $3 an hour, you know. Cowboys don't get paid very good, so.
No, they
it's
don't.
It's nice to have that barbecue to keep you warm.
Yeah, they don't get paid very good, but, and I think a lot of people, not to get off on a subject here, we can do that on a different show, but they're not the rodeo cowboys you see on TV. These guys actually work outside and stay outside most of the year, so little correction there. Anything you would change or look forward to maybe expanding in the near future? We got a couple minutes left here.
Yeah, you know, as Angel said, we're in the process of building 5 new cabins, because that's our biggest demand. And as far as the restaurant, no, we would never consider expanding it. And the reason for that is we think there's 3 things that draw people. It's the food, you know, the portion sizes and how good it is. It's the experience of getting your party together, picking a date, you know, making the reservation, and then gathering everybody up, driving all the way out here. You know, you'll see wildlife along the way, and you'll see our ranching culture, you know, that still exists today that we'd like to share with people. And then finally, it's the atmosphere of the restaurant itself, the history. You know, a group of people can have as much fun here as they choose to, and it's, as I said earlier, you know, interacting with the people, they just have so much fun when they come down as a family or as a group. And we feel that expanding, you know, would take away from that. So we're going to stay. I know we're breaking some rules of business there, but we've been successful for this long. So we're going to stay the same and keep the same menu and hopefully the same staff. And
I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's a good model to follow. It really is. Jamie Roscoe, co-owner of the Cowboy Dinner Tree, along with his wife Angel, and that's over in Silver Lake. You can look that up. We will also post this interview online, as we do every week, on SoundCloud after it airs, but we will also, you know, give you a little directions and things like that over to the Cowboy Dinner Tree. Jamie, thank you for being with us today here on Barbecue Nation.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. Coming up next week, we got Simon Majumdar. We're going to bring Simon back for a full interview. We had him on here about a month ago just for a few minutes, and so we will have him. McGarian is on deck. Bushlack's coming up behind him. And remember my old famous saying here, turn it, don't burn it. And Jamie would agree with me on that. We will see you next week. Have a little Jesse James on the way out the door today. This is Barbecue Nation.
And with his brother Frank, he robbed the Chicago Bank. He stopped the... Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions, LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.